Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Ujima Spirit Podcast. I am your host, Tika Taylor. Today's topic is appreciating a woman after giving birth. Yes, this podcast is to talk about pregnancy, all the things that women go through just to bring life into the world. We want to emphasize how sacred, special, and unique this experience is. A lot of women, if not most women, will become pregnant at some point. Now, this is the very act that perpetuates life on this planet. The human race cannot continue without women getting pregnant. Now, I know that they're trying to do all kind of stuff. They're into cloning and, you know, they're trying to create an artificial womb. They're trying to do all that. But nature intended for a pregnancy to be carried by a woman, by a biological female. She's the one that was born to do this job. She's the one that is fully equipped mentally, emotionally, physically, genetically, and every aspect. She is the one. She is the one. So let's go ahead on and talk about pregnancy, because a lot of people don't really appreciate a woman after she gives birth, because they really don't know what she goes through. They really don't understand the process of pregnancy, the trials and tribulations of pregnancy, all the ups and downs and all the things that can happen, the challenges, the difficulties. It's not easy. It's very, very, very difficult being pregnant sometimes. So we want to talk about this so people can know. Future mothers, potential mothers can know. Future fathers, potential fathers can be aware of what are the things that happen during pregnancy, so they'll be psychologically prepared. Because a lot of times people don't get it. It's when they're in it. That's when they're like, whoa, I didn't know this was going to be like this. So we want to talk about it to make people aware of it. And of course, people can do more research to find out more information about the pregnancy state and what happens to a woman during pregnancy. Let's go ahead and get started. As usual, we got to give a little black background story. We got to go back a little bit and we got to bring it up to the present. So let's just go ahead on and get started. Now, becoming pregnant is a beautiful experience that women go through. To have the biological ability to carry a child inside her womb is definitely a miraculous state. Literally, a woman is sacrificing her life to bring another human being into this world. Procreation is the ultimate selfless act. It's a sacrifice on all levels. See, a lot of people take this courageous act for granted because they really don't fully understand the process of pregnancy, giving birth, and recovery during the postpartum stage. Unfortunately, we do live in a world where women are undervalued, disrespected, and unappreciated because of sexism that has its roots in misogyny, which is the hatred of women. Obviously, everyone don't hate women, but we're dealing with Western patriarchal society, which has a systemic belief system that basically objectifies and commodifies the female gender. Because of this belief, women are treated as sexual objects and their wombs are used for reproduction by men in order to continue their genetic or biological legacy. As we can see, in most male-dominated cultures, a woman is more valued when she is able to conceive and give birth to a male child, even though the biological sex of that child is determined by the male. If his sperm carries an X chromosome, that's a sex chromosome, that child will be a girl. If a Y chromosome, then that child will be a boy. Now, the woman can only carry an X sex chromosome. In many societies, some women are ridiculed, degraded, abused, injured, discarded, abandoned, divorced, or even killed. because they are unable to produce a male child. This is pure insanity. Now, these people don't know the scientific facts, because in reality, the male is the one that determines the biological sex of the child. They are ignorant of biological reality. Now, because of this reproductive ignorance, millions of women have been traumatized, abused, and damaged because they did not give birth to a male child. And these same paternalistic societies, after giving birth to a female child, the father is given the authority to neglect, abandon, or kill this newborn female child. This is called female infanticide, and it is practiced on a global scale. Female babies are also more likely to be killed due to what is known as gender selective abortion. When parents discover the gender of the unborn baby, many of them choose to have an abortion when the child is a girl. Unfortunately, many baby girls are abandoned or neglected after birth because of their assigned inferiority status as a female. More girls are victims of sexual assault, incest, rape, and molestation than boys. Girls continue to face abuse, neglect, and suffering throughout their life cycle. The majority of victims of domestic violence and human trafficking are females, women, and girls. Females are victims of marital kidnapping, honor and dowry killing. Females experience child marriage and pregnancy at an early age. Females also have a higher rate of experiencing psychological bullying at school due to gender-based violence. Unfortunately, in many countries, females are not allowed to go to school, and they have the highest rate of illiteracy. There are millions of females per year who experience female genital mutilation in at least 31 countries globally. They experience irreversible medical complications, infertility, pain, and death due to these procedures. Due to sexual abuse, females have higher rates of sexually transmitted diseases, to include HIV and AIDS. Now, globally, most females are denied their basic rights, social rights, and civil rights due to sexism. They are not permitted to enjoy the freedom, privilege, and benefits given to males. Simple things such as drive a car, own property, have a business, travel freely, and be independent to make their own decisions. Females are not allowed to participate in the political process as far as voting, holding political positions or roles. Females are placed at the bottom of the social hierarchy and class. They are assigned the lowest jobs, labor-intensive work, and demeaning roles. Now, more females experience sexual harassment at work, street-based sexual harassment, sexual harassment online and on social media. They are subjected to physical attacks, verbal abuse, death threats, intimidation, abduction threats, sexist remarks, offensive comments, and inappropriate sexual advances. In all countries, females experience a higher rate of poverty, economic instability, and famine. Doctors are known to ignore, dismiss, or minimize female physical suffering. They are labeled hysterical, they're hysterical, or psychologically disturbed if they complain of medical or physical ailments. Their medical concerns and complaints are not taken seriously. Millions of females die prematurely because of being misdiagnosed or not provided adequate medical care. Female medical problems are dismissed as being in their heads. They say you're having a panic attack, or it's hormonal related, to menstruation or menopause or the need for attention. Females suffer higher rates of mental health issues to include anxiety, depression, trauma, eating disorder, stress-related disorder, and suicide. Any female can experience gender-based violence, inequality, and injustice. Now, let's keep in mind, these abusive behaviors towards females don't disappear or go away just because she becomes pregnant. In most cases, there's nowhere to run, hide, or escape. They're forced to deal with the same stressors in their lives prior to their pregnancy. It's important for people to see the challenges, difficulties, and distress that females are subjected to on a daily basis in order to understand these negative things that are having an impact on their lives. So let's look at some of the stressors. We just mentioned them, but we're going to do a little recap. Because before a woman becomes pregnant, she's going through a lot already. Now, just because some women don't go through this, that doesn't mean that most women don't go through this. Anytime a woman changes her geographical location, anytime she leaves her neighborhood, there's a possibility that she can be going somewhere that she will experience some type of gender-based violence. Because some people, some women in particular, are safe in their neighborhoods. They're safe in their communities. Nobody's bothering them. But if they go to another location, they don't know what's waiting for them. If they go to another city, another state, another country, they are subjected to gender-based violence. The potential is there. Now, some of the stressors that women face before they even get pregnant, we're dealing with family violence, emotional problems, financial challenges, medical problems, parenting issues if they have other children, employment concerns. Now, they're already dealing with these stressors. Now, let's imagine a female who's a victim of domestic violence. Now, imagine this woman. She's a victim already. What happens when she becomes pregnant? Now, let's imagine a woman who's actively using drugs to deal with her stress. What happens when she becomes pregnant? How about a woman who's living in poverty? What happens when she becomes pregnant? A woman that's the primary caretaker for her disabled parent. What happens when she becomes pregnant? How about a woman who has no emotional support? She's isolated somewhere. What happens when she becomes pregnant? What happened to a woman who's already homeless in the streets? She don't have a home. What happens when she becomes pregnant? A woman who just lost her job, she has no financial support. What happens when she becomes pregnant? What happens? How about a single mother with two children with no help from a father? She becomes pregnant. What happens to her? She can barely put food on the table. Now she's pregnant again. She can't even keep a roof over her head. She's pregnant. What happens? These women, the majority of them, continue their pregnancies, and they still have to deal with all these difficulties, all these challenges, all these crises, all these traumas, all these suffering, all these things that weigh them down. All right? All these things that weigh them down. They still have to now carry a child. A lot of people could just be insensitive and say, well, they had no business getting pregnant in the first place. It's so easy for people to say that. It's so easy for people to point the fingers and say, well, she's being irresponsible. She shouldn't have gotten pregnant if she knew that her situation was bad. All right? But again, this is the human experience. Nothing is perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect timing. Yes, people should be responsible. Yes, people, most of the time, they try to plan their pregnancies. And some of these women were using contraceptives. They were using condoms and they still got pregnant. They were using birth control. They still got pregnant. They were still using a diaphragm. They still got pregnant. They did everything that they were supposed to do not to get pregnant. But as long as a woman is having sex, there's always a possibility that she will get pregnant. Now, all these women that I just listed, all these situations, circumstances, a lot of these women, they don't have the male partner in their lives to help them through the pregnancy. A lot of women have to go through their pregnancies alone. They get impregnated by a man, obviously. And a lot of times when the male finds out that she's pregnant, that they got her pregnant, because women don't get pregnant by themselves. And this is something that a lot of men kind of tend to overlook in society, because they tend to blame women for everything. They forget that women don't get pregnant by themselves. Now, where are these men who are getting these women pregnant? A lot of them just get up and leave, literally abandon these women. They claim that this is not their baby, or they just disappear and don't say nothing and just keep moving. And they leave this woman with the pregnancy for her to do whatever it is that she got to do, even though they are fully aware of her unfortunate circumstances. They know she's going through a lot of challenges. They know, but a lot of them will pick up and go. And then we have women who have the men in their lives, but yet the men choose to neglect them. The men deliberately choose not to provide any type of assistance, any type of help. And some women, unfortunately, something happened to their man. Maybe the man died. Maybe the man became incarcerated. Or maybe the man has his own emotional or mental health issue that make him not available to her. Maybe he's incarcerated, or he's in the military, he's away. And she has to go through this pregnancy by herself. By herself. And pregnancy is a natural state. It's not a disease state. But at the same time, during pregnancy, women can experience physical complications or medical problems. Now, let's go ahead and talk about some of these common physical, mental, and emotional symptoms that may occur with each pregnancy. Each pregnancy is different. A woman may not even know she's pregnant until it's too late. Some women, they have a period and they are pregnant. They still have a period, but they are pregnant. And they don't find out till 3, 4, 5 months later. And for the women who made abortion an option, by that time it's too late. Some of these women do not believe in abortion. So if they get pregnant, no matter what the circumstance, they're going to keep their child. And they're going to raise that child. They're going to do the best that they can. Some of these women have medical complications, right? So instead of judging women, society should have more compassion for women. They should be more empathetic and understand their situation. But again, because of all the negative things that are going on in society against women, primarily sexism and misogyny, because of that, women are already demonized for the most part, generally speaking. They already are given a hard time. I list all the different societal problems that women face. So that doesn't change when they get pregnant. So let's go ahead on and talk about some of the things that women go through during pregnancy. I want to talk about this because a lot of men and a lot of women who have never been pregnant, they don't understand. They're so quick to judge women. They're so quick to criticize, put them down, call them names. You know, just make them feel bad, but they don't understand the sacrifice that a woman makes when she becomes pregnant. That is the greatest, like I said earlier, I'm going to repeat it again. That is one of the greatest sacrifice a woman can make, is have a child, because literally she's putting her life, her health, her well-being on the line. Literally, she will never be the same again. Again, pregnancy, a healthy pregnancy, is not a disease state, but some women can experience medical problems and other discomforts and problems. Let's go ahead on and talk. Body aches. Some women experience body aches and pain. They got backache, headache, and leg cramps when they become pregnant. Morning sickness. This is very common. They have digestive problems. They have nausea, vomiting, constipation, heartburn, and acid reflux. They have food cravings. They want to eat certain foods. And they have food aversions where they can't stand certain food. They don't like the food at all. Now, this can create a problem, especially for a woman who's already living in poverty. She may want a particular food. She has a craving, but she can't get it because she can't afford it. Or the food that she starts to have an aversion to, the food that she can't stand, that's the only food that's available to her because she can't afford to buy nothing else. So that can create a big problem. Now, a woman becomes tired. Sometimes she experiences tiredness. She's fatigued. Sometimes she has dizziness. She feels like she's going to faint. Or she experiences lightheadedness. Or she has a lack of energy. Can you imagine? And some women have this the whole 9 months. Technically, it's 10 months for a pregnancy, but a woman don't find out till almost after the first month. So that's why people think it's 9 months, but this is 10 months. A woman could literally suffer all these symptoms for 10 months. Sometimes she has respiratory problems, shortness of breath, or a nasal problem. Sometimes her allergies will start acting out, or she developed new allergies during her pregnancy. Change of pH balance in her vagina, which may cause her to have vagina discharge, discomfort, inflammation, and even infections such as bacteria and yeast infections. She may have hemorrhoids because she's constipated and she has to strain to have a bowel movement. This is pretty painful. She can have swelling in the feet, ankles, hands, or face. Her shoe size may increase because her feet may grow. Okay? She have light sensitivity. She may not be able to see bright lights, blurry vision, and disturbance of eyesight. Some women, when they're pregnant, they have vision problems. She may have the loss of smell. She can't smell certain food at all. Or she may have heightened smell where she can smell everything intensely and everything becomes overbearing. She's literally smelling things on a higher level. She may even experience nosebleeds. She produces more saliva and have weird taste in her mouth. That's why some women keep a little cup. They're always spitting because they're producing so much more saliva. They can't even hold it. They have to keep spitting all the time. Can you imagine that? For the women who go through that, that's pretty annoying. She may have skin conditions. She may have acne, oily skin, dry skin, itchy skin, inflammation of the skin, brownish patches on her skin, stretch marks and skin tags, frequent urination, bladder pressure and decreased urine production. That may place her at risk for bladder infections. She may have tender, larger and sensitive breasts. And for a lot of women, the way they know they're pregnant is because their breasts is larger, it's more sensitive, it's tender. This is how a lot of them know they're pregnant. They know something is wrong. She may have mood swings to include depression, anger. She may be annoyed easily. She has panic attacks. She's overwhelmed. She's anxious. And she may experience mental confusion. Now, obviously, not all women are going to experience these things, but these are some of the symptoms that women can experience. Obviously, she's going to experience some degree of weight gain. And she's going to feel heavy because she's carrying all this weight. She's carrying the weight of a child, and everything in her body is just growing to accommodate this child. She's going to retain a lot of fluids, a lot of water weight. She's going to have a lot of hormonal changes. She has difficulty sleeping, insomnia. She may have nightmares, night sweats, and physical discomfort. Imagine having somebody inside of you, 9 pounds, 10 pounds, 8 pounds, 6 pounds. I mean, that's going to make you experience physical discomfort, and you may not be able to sleep. And sometimes the babies are moving around in a womb, kicking the mother. She can't even sleep. Or pressing down on nerves that makes her very uncomfortable, or she may experience severe pain. She's going to have increased respiratory rate. She's going to have food sensitivity. Some food she may not eat. She may not be able to eat because she's going to have an allergic reaction to it. Bleeding gums and dental problems. Some women, when they're pregnant, they experience all type of dental problems. Hair loss and unwanted hair growth on her upper lip, nipples, back, or stomach. Increased body temperature and sweating. A woman who's pregnant may be hot all the time. She don't want to keep her clothes on. She don't want to walk around naked all the time. She may start to tremor. She have shaking hands or shaking feet. She have irregular heart rhythm and murmurs due to her heart working overtime. Irregular heart rhythm. That's something that's serious. She has a compromised immune system. Women are more vulnerable to getting general infections when they are pregnant. This is something serious. I just wanted to list all that so people can have an understanding of what women have to deal with during pregnancy. Now, I am a mother of 5 children, and I've experienced pregnancy 5 times, and each time my pregnancies were different. I experienced some things, and I didn't experience others. Each pregnancy is very personalized and individualized based on the child that you're carrying, based on the gender, based on the life experience that you're having at that time, based on where you are in your relationship with your mate. All those things are going to affect your pregnancy. So this is very serious. Now, these are just common things that can happen. Now, these things are not necessary disease states. They're just common symptoms that most women are going to experience at some time during their pregnancy. Now, some women are fortunate and they may not have no problems at all. They may have no problems at all. But again, if a woman's already stressed, she's already tired and exhausted, she's already suffering from other ailments, of course, she's going to be more likely to suffer these symptoms because she's already vulnerable. Okay? Now, let's talk about pregnancy complications. Because a lot of women just expect the pregnancy to be smooth and just, you know, yeah, they have a little bit symptoms, but it's nothing serious, nothing life-threatening, nothing's going to kill them. Right. So let's talk about the complications. This is what we're getting into when we say a woman put her life on the line, because there are things that can happen during pregnancy that can literally take that woman's life. All right. So let's go ahead and talk about it. Increased rate of activating pre-existing disease. So if a woman have a pre-existing condition, okay, she's prone to get hypertension, diabetes, seizures, or cancer. There's a possibility, because her immune system is a little lower at that time, she may actually start having these diseases during pregnancy. So she has to deal with cancer while she's pregnant. She has to deal with diabetes while she's pregnant. She has to deal with cardiovascular disease while she's pregnant. She has to deal with seizures or epilepsies while she's pregnant. Can you imagine the load? Now, she's already dealing with all these other discomfort. Now to add a complication, that could be serious. Serious disease can occur prior to pregnancy or during pregnancy. She could have a heart attack, a stroke, a brain aneurysm, kidney problem. She can have some serious problems, right? Now, these diseases can include STD, because some of these partners, they don't care if a woman is pregnant. They go out and they sleep with other women and they bring her sexually transmitted diseases. They bring her herpes. They bring her syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia. They bring her everything. They bring her HPV. They bring all kinds of diseases to their pregnant wives or pregnant girlfriends. Now that gets serious, right? Amniotic fluid complication. She could have too much amniotic fluid or not enough. That could put the baby at risk to die, and that also could complicate her pregnancy. Bleeding. If a woman has bleeding during pregnancy, that could be sign of pregnancy complications. That could be sign of a potential miscarriage, vagina, or cervical infection. Or it could be what they call ectopic pregnancy. Okay, an ectopic pregnancy is a misplaced pregnancy. That means that baby is growing outside of the uterus. It may be growing in the fallopian tube, cervical canal, the pelvic, or the belly. Ectopic pregnancies are very dangerous. A woman could lose her life. She has no idea that the baby is outside the uterus. Next thing you know, she starts to bleed. She has a sharp pain and she passes out, or she goes to the doctor. They tell her, hey, we have to do emergency surgery. We got to stop this bleeding. We got to remove this pregnancy that's outside of the uterus. A child is not supposed to be growing outside of the uterus, but things do happen. It's a freak of nature, but it happens. All right. So a woman can lose her life. If she bleeds to death, she will die. She will lose too much blood. Right? Miscarriage. Some women have a miscarriage. You lose the baby before 20 weeks. Some women, for whatever reason, they have stillbirths. The baby dies in her womb. Maybe due to genetic problems, chromosome abnormalities, or weak cervix. Now, she has to have emergency surgery to remove that dead baby, or else she will die. This is serious. A woman can experience dehydration. She's not drinking enough water, and all the signs of dehydration, you know, she may not recognize them. Now, she could die due to dehydration, or she's losing too much weight. Maybe she has diarrhea and she's been throwing up and she hasn't replenished the electrolytes that she lost. So now she's dehydrated. Okay? Now she can have preterm labor, going to labor before 37 weeks of pregnancy. She can have, you know, iron deficiency. She could be anemic. Now this is serious. This is when the body doesn't produce enough red blood cells to carry oxygen to the body. If she's not getting enough oxygen, she could pass out. She could have all kinds of serious problems, including heart attacks. All types of serious problems come out of being anemic. Okay? Now, if a woman starts to smoke cigarettes, consume alcohol, or use drugs, definitely she's putting herself in harm's way. During pregnancy, she can overdose. She can have all types of problems. She can still have eating disorders while pregnant. Obesity. She still could be anorexic and bulimic while pregnant. And that definitely places her life at risk. And also the child's life. She can have a blood infection. The body is reacting to some type of inflammation. All right. And a blood infection could lead to tissue damage, organ failure, or even death. She can have embolism, blood clot. She could have a blood clot in her legs. She could have a blood clot in her arms. She could have a blood clot anywhere in her body. And that blood clot can cause heart failure. This happens all the time. And while she's giving birth, she can have birth complications. Birth complications. So I just listed some of the complications. I just want people to be completely aware of what's going on. This is not something that is like Hollywood-like. When we see the movies, we see women get pregnant and they look so pretty and everything is smooth, everything is nice. In reality, some women don't go through that. Some women do have a lot of problems. Now, there are thousands of women each year that die during pregnancy. They die during pregnancy. They don't even make it. And some women die during delivery complications. When they are giving birth to the baby, they have complications and they die. And then we have women who die after giving birth, during the postpartum period. All right? So women can die at any point of the pregnancy. Pregnancy, delivery, and after, during the postpartum period. Just because she makes it through the pregnancy, she's been all right. Everything is good. Doesn't mean that something bad can't happen while she delivers. Everything is fine. She delivers a healthy baby. Everything is good. That doesn't mean that she can't die or get hurt or get complications after the delivery during the postpartum period. Now, according to the United Nations, okay, the United Nations reported that every 2 minutes, a woman dies during pregnancy or childbirth. Unfortunately for these women, pregnancy was a dangerous and deadly experience. Now, just to give a little statistics on the United States, the maternal mortality rate for women in the United States is increasing while other industrialized countries are reducing their pregnancy-related deaths. Black and indigenous mothers have the highest rate of maternal deaths in the United States. The Center for Disease Control has reported that the loss of these women's lives were preventable with proper medical care and health insurance coverage. As we mentioned earlier, the same problems that females face before pregnancy will continue to plague them during pregnancy. These troublesome issues don't just disappear and go away. For many females, these traumatic events increase and can become fatal for them and their unborn babies. Now, according to the National Institute of Health, it is estimated that about 324,000 pregnant women are abused in the United States each year. Homicide is the leading cause of traumatic death for pregnant and postpartum women, accounting for 31% of maternal injury deaths. Now, this is some serious stuff. Now, we're looking at statistics, and these are the statistics that are reported. These are the things that people know about. How about all the things that people don't know? How many pregnant women die and they don't even know that they were killed? Right? Now, let's deal with domestic violence. Many females are abused during their pregnancy on all levels, emotional, mental, physical, and sexual. They are also exposed to stalking, threats, intimidation, and hostility by the father of their unborn child. Sometimes the pregnancy itself may be the result of domestic violence, rape, or a woman is forced to become pregnant against her will. This is called birth control sabotage, when men deliberately tampers with a female's effort or contraception method to prevent pregnancy. Right? So some of these women that so many people are criticizing for getting pregnant, they blame them. Oh, it's your fault. You shouldn't have gotten pregnant. You're reckless. You're irresponsible. Now, a lot of these women never wanted to get pregnant in the first place. They were forced to get pregnant by their lovers or partners. They were manipulated, intimidated, coerced. Now, let's talk about some of the things that are done. Sometimes the guys will remove the condoms without this woman's permission or consent. She thinks that he's using the condom, and then in the mid of sexual activity, he takes the condom off. He's not informing her that he's not using a condom. He's not asking her permission not to use a condom. He's just decided on his own that he's not going to use a condom. And if something is wrong with the condom, it's damaged or it slips off, he's not telling her anything. Right? Now, some of these guys prevent the female from using birth control or prevent her from going to the doctor to get her contraceptive pills. Some of these guys say, don't worry about it. I'm going to use the withdraw method. They agree to do it. But sometimes I guess it gets so good that they forget or they deliberately choose not to do that. So now the woman is at their mercy. This is something that's happening all the time. And a lot of people are so quick to judge women. But you don't know how this woman got pregnant. Now, even though the pregnancy was a mutual and planned decision, sometimes it can definitely be a trigger to start the abuse. After pregnancy, some women, once they tell their mate, hey, I'm pregnant. Once they say that, maybe they were experiencing that honeymoon period. Everything was lovely-dovey. But once they announce their pregnancy, this woman can start to experience abuse. Or if she was already being abused, the relationship could get worse now. The abuse could get intensified. All right? Now, the following reasons may increase violence during pregnancy. Let's talk about that. What can increase violence during pregnancy? Why would a man decide to put his hand on his woman when she's pregnant or while she's pregnant? Why would he do that? All right. Now, obviously, this is a sick person. Obviously, this is not a healthy, natural person. That person has an artificial mind, because if they have a natural mind, a natural mind is a healthy mind. You have this self-preservation instinct like, wow, this woman is carrying my child. This woman is going to birth a part of me. This is natural. But if you have a sick and demented and dysfunctional mind, if you're a toxic person, of course you're not going to see it that way. They're going to see it as a problem. So let's talk about some of the ways that these abusive guys see the women when they get pregnant. What they end up doing is blame the woman for the unwanted or unplanned pregnancy. Now, remember, they're the ones who remove the condom. They're the ones who slipped the condom off and just kept going. They're the ones who didn't let her use birth control pills. But yet, when she gets pregnant, they want to blame her. They become angry because now they have an additional mouth to feed. They have additional pressure and responsibility of taking care of a newborn child. They get mad. They weren't thinking about that. The guys weren't thinking about that when they were having sex. Sometimes they become overwhelmed by financial burden due to the lack of resources or support. The female may not be able to continue to contribute financially due to the pregnancy. So a woman was working. She was helping with the bills. She was carrying her weight. She was doing her part. Once she become pregnant, she may not be able to work anymore. She may have to quit her job, or they may fire her because the type of job she's in, maybe they don't want a pregnant woman doing that type of job. All right? Now, some guys become jealous of the attention the female's receiving from others because of her pregnancy. That's the reason why they want to beat her up and treat her bad. Some of them perceive the loss of power and control over the female. She may not be available to him like she was before. Now she's pregnant. She's sick. Maybe she can't have sex. Maybe she can't cook. Maybe she can't clean. Maybe she can't take care of the kids. And now this man is going to have to step up to the plate and help more around the house. And now he's pissed off and mad because he has to help. She's not able to cater to his needs as before due to the pregnancy. She's not able to cater to him, whatever he wants, whether it's sexual, emotional, personal, or mental. Maybe she's not able to go out and party and drink and smoke like she used to with him anymore. And now he's pissed off. Right? Now, the abusers increase mental and emotional problems. Right? Now, an abuser may start having problems, or his problems may get worse. If he already had low self-esteem, maybe he's getting worse. Maybe he was already depressed, suffering from anxiety, insecurity, fear, and paranoia. Once his partner becomes pregnant, maybe all these problems can just amplify. Okay? Now, he may also increase use of drugs and alcohol, or participate in other addictive behaviors like pornography, gambling, sex, and work. Now, these are some of the reasons why these guys may abuse women. Now, of course, there's no excuse. These are some of the reasons that they give. Now, when doctors screen pregnant women for domestic violence, thousands of them report being abused while pregnant. This abuse increased their risk for the following. Abuser prevents female from receiving prenatal care. All right. If a woman is being abused by her mate, the majority of the time, she's not going to be getting her normal prenatal care. All right. Maybe because she just got beat up and she's scared to go to the doctor for him to see her with that broken bone or that, you know, that bruise on her face. Maybe she doesn't have the financial resources, you know, to provide transportation for her to get there. Or maybe she doesn't have health insurance. Usually women who are abused will miss their doctor's appointment due to the violence, threat, or the lack of support. They don't have no babysitter. They don't have no assistance. All right? Sometimes the abuser just prevent them from having access to medical treatment. If they need medication, prenatal vitamins, or other health necessities, they can't even get it. They can't even get it because the abuser won't allow them to get it. Now, this is something that's very serious. This is something that is so serious. People don't understand the seriousness of these things. Because if a woman is not allowed to get prenatal care while she's pregnant, this man knows she's pregnant. Maybe, you know, people can excuse it by saying, maybe he doesn't understand the importance of prenatal care. Because during prenatal care, this is when a woman gets everything that she needs. She gets her health screenings to find out if there's any type of medical problems that may complicate her pregnancy. Find out if she have any pre-existing conditions. If she has any unhealthy habits such as smoking and drinking or taking drugs. They're going to ask her to stop these behaviors because she could put herself at risk and her unborn child. Prenatal care is extremely important. And if a man is preventing his woman from going to the doctor, I mean, that is the ultimate abuse. That is abuse, not just of her, but abuse of her unborn child. This is something that is so serious. People take this lightly. Now, sometimes a man may not tell the woman that she can't go, but he makes it so difficult. He puts so many barriers in her way, and he discourages her from going. He doesn't provide any type of encouragement or support. He doesn't accompany her to even the doctor. He don't even want to hear that she has an appointment. And sometimes he'll deliberately make appointments to go somewhere else or do something else and leave her in the house with the kids, or don't take off from work and she can't just get up and leave. Or if they only have one car, he'll deliberately take the car and not let her have access to the car. She needs money for transportation. He's not going to give her any money. So there's different ways that these guys prevent women from getting prenatal care. So if a woman is not able to get prenatal care, you know, she may put herself at risk and her unborn baby. Let's continue. Now, some of these women have poor nutrition and inadequate food while they're pregnant. This is something that happens all the time. Poor nutrition and inadequate food. And what happens if a woman is not getting the proper nutrition? She's not going to be able to get the substances that she needs to be able to feed herself and her unborn child. And she's not going to be able to gain the proper amount of weight. Right? And again, like I said earlier, sometimes women have certain cravings or food aversions and they can't eat certain food. And they may just be going through so much stress that they can't even eat. They're going through a lot of stress from the abuse. And sometimes they're prevented from eating because they are denied access to the food. Sometimes they do have food at the house. They have it, but they cannot have access to it. Sometimes the refrigerator is locked. The pantries are locked. Or the abuser removed the food and put it somewhere else where she cannot gain access to it. Abusers use the deprivation of food as a form of punishment or a mechanism of control. This is very sick. Can you imagine a woman who's pregnant? She needs proper nutrients. She needs calories. She needs vitamins and minerals, and she can't even get it. Why? Because the abuser is keeping all those things away from her. All right. This is some of the things that some pregnant women go through. This is serious. Right now, physical injuries during pregnancy. A lot of women receive physical injuries due to domestic violence, broken bones, knocked out teeth, abdominal trauma, hemorrhage. They bleed so bad because of the injuries, they have to have blood transfusion. They got to be hospitalized, sometimes even experience a miscarriage due to the physical injuries. This is very serious. Now, again, we will say that why would a man physically beat on his woman while she's pregnant, carrying his child? This is something that we really need to think about. What is going on in this man's mind? But unfortunately, a lot of these men who are abusers, who are dysfunctional, who are toxic, a lot of them are sexist. A lot of them practice misogyny. They really hate women. And they see women as sexual objects. They see women as property. This is my woman. I own her. I possess her. She's the thing. Now, a lot of people who don't think that way, it's kind of hard to imagine anybody having this type of mindset or having this type of mentality. It's very difficult to even imagine that. But it happens. It's real. There are a lot of women who are seen as things. Literally, things, property, objects. So when these abusers are beating them down, they don't see their humanity. They don't see them as a human being. They don't see them as somebody's daughter, somebody's sister. They don't see her as a human being. And this is why they're able to pound on her, beat her down like she is a thing, because in their eyes she lost her humanity, or she never had it. Right now, continuing, some pregnant women, because of the stress, because of the domestic violence, because of the suffering, the pain, because of all the personal crisis that they go through, some of them mentally can't cope. So they decide to smoke cigarettes and use drugs and alcohol. In other words, they're self-medicating as a form of negative coping mechanism. This is their way of dealing with it. They know they're not supposed to smoke, but they smoke because their nerves are so bad. This is the only way that they feel like they can cope. They know they're not supposed to drink alcohol because alcohol is a poison to an unborn child. A child could be born with alcohol syndrome. That's a problem. Well, that child is born with all type of physical problems because of alcohol consumption. Some families have a history of children being born with fetal alcohol disorders. They know this, but yet, because they're addicted to the alcohol, they're alcoholics sometimes, and they cannot stop using alcohol. So this is a serious problem. So these babies are born with fetal alcohol syndrome. They cannot stop themselves from drinking, these pregnant women. And they also abuse other drugs. Crack, cocaine, heroin, mollies, LSD, acid. Some of these pregnant women, they continue to abuse drugs during their pregnancy for whatever reason. Sometimes it's due to the domestic violence. Sometimes it's due to the pressures of life. In some cases, they were already using, so they just continue to use. Okay. Now, these women, during pregnancy, they can develop mental health issues. They have anxiety, depression, stress. Sometimes they can be suicidal. It's kind of hard to imagine a pregnant woman wanting to kill herself, but that happens because she is undergoing so much stress, so much suffering, and so much pain, she can't cope, especially if the pregnancy was a result of a rape, incest, or sexual assault, or she was raped by her husband or her boyfriend. It's domestic violence rape. It happens all the time. So mental health problems, a lot of pregnant women have mental health issues, whether it was before or after. Now again, like I mentioned earlier, exposure to STD from their partner's infidelity. A lot of pregnant women have to deal with that because some of them are on bed rest. The doctor ordered them not to engage in sex, or they can't because they have pain. And because of that, a lot of these guys, their partners, they choose not to be faithful. They're not going to wait for her to have the baby. They're not going to wait 5 months to have sex. They're not going to wait 7 months to have sex. They're not going to wait 8 months. They want to have sex now. So they just go find a partner and they cheat. And as a result of that, sometimes they bring home STDs. Some women are physically abused while they're pregnant. The slapping, the choking, the shaking, the pushing, the kicking, punching, biting, burning, poking, pinching, and target hitting, especially in the abdomen area. They targeting the abdomen. And that is scary because these babies could be physically injured due to this woman's attack, right? Some abusers use weapons such as gun, knives, and sticks when they physically attack these women. This is something that's very serious. Emotional, mental, and verbal abuse. A lot of women, it's not just physical violence. They undergo or they're exposed to emotional, mental, and verbal abuse. It's a lot of yelling, insulting, harassment, swearing, humiliation, constant criticism, gaslighting, blaming, and verbal attack. They undermine the women. This is very sad, but this is the reality of what a lot of pregnant women go through. They go through threats, right? Sometimes the abuser threatened to terminate the pregnancy through force, of course, forcing them to have an abortion. Sometimes they threaten to harm the baby, harm the unborn baby. And they threaten to deprive the pregnant woman of her basic needs. So a lot of pregnant women do live with threats, constant threats. Sometimes they even threaten to get DCF involved, especially if the woman had some type of past drug and alcohol usage, or she's still using, or if she was involved in some type of child abuse case prior. They threaten to call the Department of Children and Families to come in, investigate, and possibly remove her unborn baby when he or she is born. So pregnant women go through a lot of threats. And that obviously puts a lot of strain on them emotionally and mentally. They also go through intimidation. Their partners try to make them scared. They throw things at them. They break objects, damage and destroy property. They try to drive recklessly and dangerously, trying to make them scared. They try to intimidate their family and friends as well to prevent them from being a support system. This is what they do. They use intimidation. They use intimidation to keep the woman scared. All right? And intimidation sometimes it does not include physical injury. Right? It's just a threat or it's intimidation. They're scaring you. They're trying to make you feel afraid. Sometimes that includes pointing fingers in her face and standing over her, using their size. All right? This is something that's very serious. So we're going to stop right here because we have to do a part two. We have to do a part two because we have so much information to share about pregnancy and what women go through during their pregnancy, during the birth process, and during the postpartum period. So there's so much information to cover. 1 hour wasn't enough. So definitely I will continue in part two.